Welcome back to the show. It's Blues Unlimited, and I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins. Tonight on the program, we're taking a survey of some of the great harmonica blowers who worked and recorded in the Windy City. Coming up in this set, we'll hear from John Brim, we'll hear from Junior Wells a couple times, Helen Wolf, J.B. Hutto, and we're going to kick things off with another instrumental by Little Walter. This is a nice rocker he cut for the Chess Operation in July 1953, simply called The Last Boogie. Little Walter's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Song, man. slow. I'll bust your bedroom, woman, and take me up on the third floor. But I'll hold my hand. I'm just trying to make her understand. Now you know everybody tells little Junior somebody who told her who to make.
Can't put her up any way you do.
World on. World on. I come to do me like you do. 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 Well, I'm asking you, babe. I come to do me like you do.
Then there's one by John Brim, tune called Gary Stomp. That was cut for the Parrot label in Chicago, March 1954. John Brim and Eddie Taylor on guitars with Grace Brim on the drums, and Jimmy Reed showing off some of his harmonica chops on a tune called Gary Stomp. Before that, we heard from Junior Wells' tune called Lottie Lottie. He cut that for the States label in April 1954 with an all-star cast. Junior Wells on vocal and harmonica, Otis Spann on piano, Muddy Waters and Lewis Myers on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass, and Elja Edmonds or Fred Below on drums. Junior Wells with another nice rocker, Lottie Lottie. Before that, we heard from Howlin' Wolf, recorded March 1954 for the Chess label, tune simply called I'm the Wolf. Although we normally think of Howlin' Wolf primarily as a vocalist, he was a more than capable guitarist and a great harmonica blower, having learned a few tips from Rice Miller, that would be the second Sonny Boy Williamson. Howlin' Wolf from his debut recording session in Chicago, tune called I'm the Wolf. Before that, we heard a great one from J.B. Hutto, tune called Combination Boogie. That comes from his debut recording session for the Chance record label in Chicago, early 1954. J.B. Hutto on vocal and slide guitar, George Mayweather doing some great harmonica work on that one, Joe Custom on bass, and Eddie Porkchop Hines on the washboard. J.B. Hutto and the Hawks with Combination Boogie. Before that, heard a real classic from Junior Wells, Somebody Done Hoodooed the Hoodoo Man. He cut that for the States label in June 1953, Johnny Jones on piano, Elmore James and Lewis Myers on the guitars, Dave Myers on the bass guitar, Odie Payne on the drums. Junior Wells was originally from Memphis, and he fell under the influence of both Sonny Boy Williamsons, and also apparently learned a few pointers from fellow Memphian, Little Junior Parker. To hear more from these classic sessions, be sure to check out the Junior Wells CD, Blues Hit Big Town, on the Delmark label. Before that, started off with Little Walter, great instrumental called Last Boogie, cut for the Chess label July 1953, not issued at the time. Little Walter on the blues harp with Jimmy Rogers and Dave Myers on guitar, Fred Below on the drums. Little Walter with the Last Boogie. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're taking a look at some of the movers and shakers of Chicago blues harmonica. Coming up in this set, we'll hear from Little Walter, we'll hear from Big Walter Horton, Alfred Blues King Harris, a couple sides from Snooky Pryor, and we're going to kick things off with Howlin' Wolf. This was cut in May 1954, a tune called Baby How Long. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Taking my heart away.
come back.
Mama told me, leave that gal alone. Mama
start breaking down. Let's get out of here now.
there's a hot little rockin' instrumental from Little Walter, one he cut for the Checker label, January 1955, a tune called Thunderbird. By the way, that was the B-side to his huge number one hit, My Babe. Little Walter with Thunderbird. Before that, heard from Big Walter Horton, tune called Hard-Hearted Woman. He cut that for the States label, November 1954. That's another great one from harmonica giant Big Walter Horton, again showcasing what an incredible tone and control he was capable of achieving from an instrument as humble as the harmonica. Before that, we heard from Alfred Blues King Harris, tune called Upside the Wall. He cut that for the United and States labels, August 1954. Alfred Blues King Harris on vocal and harmonica, Earl Drains on the guitar, James Bannister on the drums, with the rest of the group unknown. Alfred Blues King Harris was an obscure figure on the Chicago scene who had previously recorded for Joe Bahari and the Modern Record label, and just like the titles from this recording session, nothing was ever issued at the time. He was so well known by the Blues King nickname that many artists in Chicago thought King was his actual real last name. He would finally get a few minutes of fame a couple years later in 1956 when he finally cut a 45 for the Ebony label. Alfred Blues King Harris with Upside the Wall. For that, heard a couple of great tunes from Snooky Pryor, Crosstown Blues, cut for the Parrot label in May or June of 1954, Lazy Bill Lucas on the piano, Moody Jones on the bass, and the rest of the group unknown. Before that, another one he cut for the J.O.B. label in late 1954, a tune called Cry and Shame, with Eddie Taylor on guitar. Started off with Howlin' Wolf, Baby How Long. He cut that for Chess, May 1954, though to Span on piano, Jody Williams and Hubert Sumlin on the guitars, Willie Dixon and Earl Phillips on bass and drums, Howlin' Wolf on vocal and harmonica with Baby How Long. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're taking a look at some of the primary movers and shakers of Chicago Blues harmonica. Coming up in this last set, we'll hear from Sonny Boy Williamson, we'll hear from Bo Diddley, Billy Boy Arnold, we'll hear from John Brim one more time, and we're going to kick things off with Jimmy Reed. This is an ultra-rare version of a tune called I'm Gonna Ruin You. He cut this a couple times for the VJ label, features Eddie Taylor on guitar, Jimmy Reed blowing some really gritty harmonica. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Come in here, woman, don't say a word. We going to war about it. Things I heard. What you doing, you know? I ain't fooled. You used to throw a straight ball. Now you're throwing me curves. I'm gonna ruin you. Yes, I'm gonna ruin you. Every morning, a 4:30. Tell me you've been out all night. I'm playing keno, fasten that door. I'm gonna ruin you. Send you to the store, you're going. The stay is too long. Send you to get butter. Your brain's back, Lord. woman wouldn't make your head too hard, I'm gonna ruin you. Yes, I'm gonna ruin you.
messing with me, baby, long enough. I ain't gonna take no more of your stuff. You gotta love me, mama. You gotta love me, mama. You gotta love me, mama. If you wanna get along with me.
You've heard it, thing. Let me buy you a wedding ring. Let me hear the choir sing. Oh, you've heard it, thing. You've heard it, thing. Let me walk you down the aisle. Darling, wear a lovely smile. Let me kiss you, Jim. Squeeze and hug you tight. Let me give you all my love the rest of my life. You've heard it, thing. Let me hold you by my side and become my blushing bride. Thank you.
Alright, there's one by Sonny Boy Williamson, tune called Good Evening Everybody. He cut that for the Chess label, August 1955, Otis Spann on the piano, Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers on guitars, Willie Dixon and Fred Below on bass and drums. Sonny Boy Williamson with Good Evening Everybody. Before that, we heard one from Bo Diddley, cut for the Checker label, July 1955, tune called Pretty Thing. Bo Diddley in the lead on vocal and guitar with Lester Davenport on harmonica. Like so many other people on tonight's program, Lester Davenport was originally from Mississippi and came to Chicago while he was still a teenager. He managed to keep one foot in the music business while holding down a daytime job as a painter. Bo Diddley with Pretty Thing, Lester Davenport on the harmonica. Before that, we heard from Billy Boy Arnold, one he cut for the Chess label in March 1955, not issued at the time, tune called You Got to Love Me. Billy Boy Arnold fell under the tutelage of the first Sonny Boy Williamson while he was still just a boy and has been going strong ever since. He would go on to have a nice series of singles for VJ, some of which we'll get around to in part two of this program. This one was cut for Chess in March 1955, though Otis Spann and Bo Diddley backing him up on piano and guitar respectively, Clifton James on the drums, and Jerome Green shaking the maracas. Billy Boy Arnold with You've Got to Love Me. Before that, we heard from John Brim. He cut that for the Chess label in mid-January 1955, tune called Go Away. This is actually from a quick date that saw John Brim coming into the Chess studios with his working band, featuring James Dalton on harmonica, W.C. Dalton on the guitar, and Grace Brim, his wife, on the drum kit. John Brim with Go Away. Started off with Jimmy Reed, an ultra-rare version of a tune called I'm Gonna Ruin You. He cut that for VJ a couple times. That's the one from January 1955. Eddie Taylor on guitar, Ray Scott on the drums, and Jimmy Reed doing some really great, gritty guitar and harmonica work. Jimmy Reed with I'm Gonna Ruin You. And that's gonna do it for this episode of Blues Unlimited. We hope you've enjoyed our look at some of the great harmonica players that worked and recorded in the Windy City. Just a reminder that the mission of the Music Maker Relief Foundation is to help the true pioneers and forgotten heroes of Southern music gain recognition and meet their day-to-day needs. On the web at musicmaker.org. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is dedicated to the memories of Cap'n Pete, Simon Napier, and Mike Ledbetter. It's produced by the Hawaiian Boogie Disease Radio Network and is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, on the web at prx.org. We'll let Little Willie Foster have the last word tonight with an instrumental he cut for the Parrot label in 1955, one called 4-Day Jump. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time right here on Blues Unlimited.